Sierra Leone's national symbol, now nothing more than a stump. After 400 years, Freetown's cotton tree was finally felled by a storm on Wednesday. It's a loss that the country's president has described as leaving a gap in people's hearts.
This cotton tree will be a symbolic thing to be. Now be a historic and iconic structure to we the Freetonians. Now till where we born meet, even we great grandfather then born meet.
This tree has served so many purposes, and one of the purposes of this tree, it has served as an iconic symbol. Some school of thought says this place was meant for the slaves where they sat down, they were singing their rhymes because of they were just from the colonial era.
According to legend, slaves who won their freedom fighting on the British side of the American War of Independence prayed under the tree when they arrived in West Africa and founded Freetown. It's since adorned banknotes and stamps and has become a place of prayer for the residents of Sierra Leone's capital. In recent decades, it's towered over a busy roundabout near the National Museum, the Central Post Office and the country's highest court.
It's a historic moment because the cotton tree has been around for more than 200 years. And yesterday we experienced the end of this wonderful and historic moment.
The remains of the 70-metre kapok tree will now be taken to Sierra Leone's National Museum to be preserved and remembered. Alex Beard, Al Jazeera.